burns along the road.
Good to have you here, by the way. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. If you go to stevegruber.com, read Liberty Page every day. Today you can learn about how leftists still hate America, even on 9/11. She thought they'd take a break. She was wrong. They hate America on 9/11 like they hate it every other day of the year, trying to tell the world how bad America is. This is what the far left, the alt-left, does all the time about how terrible we are and the people that live here. Liberty Page. If you're not reading Liberty Page every day, it's like you're not finishing your milk. Sit up straight, son. Eat your vegetables. I just have to take you now to the city of Detroit, Belle Isle. Kind of a shocking scene yesterday, and we'll talk more about this coming up later in the program. But the former police chief, James Craig, attempted to officially announce his candidacy for governor. Now, I thought we had been through this before on Fox News a few weeks ago, but apparently that was the official, unofficial announcement. This was the official announcement for James Craig, considered by many to be a top contender to take on Gretchen Whitmer in next year's battle for governor. Craig, who is out as a Republican, went to Belle Isle in Detroit to announce his candidacy, but it didn't go all that well. Roll the tape.
James Craig has got to go.
It was a failed effort to make an announcement. People inside his campaign telling me, though, that it sets up a good idea that James Craig is law and order, and so having these people disrupt what he's doing is exactly what he stands against, that kind of behavior. We'll see how it plays out today. But James Craig run off from the podium. Shouted down. He tried to speak into the microphones, but apparently they were not powered up because we were not hearing any of that. We were only hearing the protesters that surrounded him and shouted him down and then ran him off. So we'll see where that ends up. James Craig, like I say, considered by many to be a top candidate to take on Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, a very disliked governor, not only in her home state, but in places around the country. She has been a symbol of Democrat overreach during the pandemic for many on the right, so we'll see where that plays out. Meanwhile, in La La Land, we saw comments earlier about leaving Afghanistan in such a wreck. And you had Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, on the hot seat, Democrats and Republicans taking him on. Except not Cory Booker. No, Cory's squarely in La La Land. Democrat Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, he's worried, very worried about something different, something you should be concerned about as well, and that is climate change, global warming, and the Taliban could be starving sometime soon because of this climate change. It's your fault, by the way. Listen to this, bite 10.
The World Food Program is estimating about 40% of Afghans' crops are going to be lost. There's going to be tremendous hunger as the price of wheat is expected to go up 25%. The World Food Program's own food stock is expected to run out by September. And so this is tremendous suffering that will come. It's going to be exacerbated by climate change. We can literally see issues of starvation hitting the general population.
You see, he's not worried about Americans left behind by the military. The fact that we screwed all of our allies by pulling out the way we did. The fact that we left allies behind, thousands of them that had worked with us over 20 years, or the fact that Americans are still there. And I ask again, where are the high school kids from California? As many as 30. Reported 2 weeks ago, 30 high school kids stranded in Afghanistan. Some with teachers, some with parents. That was on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of September after we had left. I've heard nothing new. Have you heard something new? I've heard nothing new. I have no idea where they are, if they've been released or anything else. looking for an update on the high school kids abandoned by Joe Biden in Afghanistan. I'd like to know what happened to them. This is an interesting thing. Apple has issued emergency updates over vulnerability. If you get a video or an image on your iPhone, your MacBook Pro, any Apple product you have, the hackers can be on their way in. It was proven by the NSO group of Israel. They infected Apple products with spyware so that it was easy to do. They could do it remotely and people didn't even know it had happened. Now, that happens and Apple has unveiled its brand new iPhone 13. Starting price just $699. It'll have a terabyte of memory for $1099. I mean, you're going to have pictures from now until the end of time with a terabyte of memory, just about. Super Retina XDR displays that the company said are 25% brighter than previous models. If only we could say that about our politicians. If only our politicians were 25% brighter than the previous models. Oh, and speaking of robots and things like that, robot vacuums have learned to avoid dog poop. Now, that's good news. Who wants to come home and realize that their dog had an accident and the Roomba went crazy and smeared it all over the house? That's going to be a problem. It happens, apparently. But the robots are now being designed with eyes so that that doesn't happen. No smear. But they're picking up everything else. They're looking at your bills. They're looking at you. It's a remote spy driving around your house. Just telling you, that's what it says here. Cron.com, check it out. Cron.com says, beware the vacuum. It's spying on you. I mean, can avoid dog crap while looking through all of your crap. I guess that's how it comes down. Quick break.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.